If you eliminate smoking and gambling, you will be amazed that almost all an Englishman's pleasures can be, and mostly are, shared by his dog. George Bernard Shaw. The four of us waited by Devorden Village Green, looking out for the blue pickup. It was a surprisingly mild February day, so rather than sit in our truck, we stood outside, shifting from foot to foot, a bit restless and excited. "That's her," said Tim, and raised his hand as the pickup swung around in front of us and pulled in. "Morning," said Bronwyn as she got out and walked around to open up the back. "I know you said you wanted a bitch, but I brought one of the dog puppies with me as well, because I just have a feeling, Tim, that you might like him." She opened the door and we all peered in. It all started with one man and his dog. These televised sheepdog trials were watched by millions, and I can't possibly have been the only non-dog-owning, non-sheep-farming person who secretly wished it could be me, standing at the post, dog at heel, its eyes fixed on my face, waiting for the command to send it away up over the hill like an arrow streaking from a bow. I would be glued to the screen, transfixed, following the dog's long, low outrun before a whistle from its handler would bring it to an abrupt halt, flat on the ground. Another whistle, and the dog would creep forward, low and slow. And if the sheep moved off calmly and slowly in a tightly controlled bunch, it would draw admiration from the commentator. "Ah, that was a fine lift. Very nicely done indeed. Now let's see how the dog controls them through the gates." And I would feel my heart rate quicken as the dog began a sort of dance around the sheep, every whistle or shout from the handler instructing the dog to go this way and that, to drive the sheep around the course, through gates, down dips and over rises.